Hey guys, it's Jordan the Cheap Geek.
Well, I know I haven't done one of these in a while, and I regrettably am not going to be doing any more daily tech news. Just with all the stuff I do on the website, and I'm trying to do more video production and kind of branch into tech support, actually, locally in Corpus Christi. I'll be doing a video and probably some audio booze on that later, but unfortunately, I'm just going to have to bring that to an end, so no more daily tech news. If you'd like that, please check out Steve Trotto's Mobile Daily Tech Moment. He does a good job in very, very similar vein to what I was doing, and they're really good. So check those out if you want a daily audio update on what's going on in the technology world. This audio boo is kind of, I just went to Best Buy to check out, just kind of peruse around, see what was going on. And they had a Zune HD on display, so me and my wife played with it, and I was really impressed. Compared to the other Zunes, it was pretty cool. I will admit, the touchscreen, the interface is not, I'm not too crazy about it, but I think really they're targeting a different market here. I don't think it's competing against the iPod Touch. Just because it's got a touchscreen, I think it's competing against the Nano. That's definitely the price point I see it competing at, because it's really only a music player. The only reason it has a browser is to get Wi-Fi access, just like the iPod Touch did originally, but I think now comparing it to the iPod Touch is just unfair of the Zune. I think it's comparative to the Nano, and I think it's a pretty good competitor. I think if you're on a PC and aren't really tied into the iTunes ecosystem, I think it's a really compelling product. The touchscreen wasn't, it seemed a little laggy to me. I don't know what it was, but it seemed a little, just a little laggy, I guess. But boy, the screen, the OLED screen, hands down, it's, like, I thought the iPhone screen was beautiful. This screen is second to none gorgeous. That opening video, when you play it, it's just beautiful. So I definitely think it's a good product. You know, I obviously haven't gotten to play with it extensively, but just a demo unit at Best Buy, but I was impressed. So definitely, if you're in the market for a new portable media player, definitely go check that out and consider it, because it's a pretty cool device. All right, guys, well, I'm going to finish driving home, and I will catch you guys later.